to a bar and you can smoke in most.
Yeah. Also, a lot of restaurants.
And restaurants, yeah.
Yeah. I find that torture.
Yeah. It's interesting because, yeah, like you're not on the street. And even and
you're
hilariously.
Not you're not
like,
supposed to drink on the streets, but people do it anyway.
Yeah. Actually, no, I think you're okay drinking in certain neighborhoods, no? Because we were staying in Shinjuku.
We saw it in the next neighborhood we were in, which was Asakusa. Asakusa?
One of those. Yeah.
We saw some, like, business people getting little, you know, pocket whiskeys from the 7-Eleven and drinking on the sidewalk. But
pocket whiskey, I like that.
Yeah. 7-Eleven's Family Mart's fucking, that's the place.
Oh, those are the best.
Yes. I think I ate a sandwich from 7-Eleven every day.
Samesies.
Every day.
Or chicken cutlet. I got the corn dog, but that's me. You know, you do you.
I was really excited to try my constipation remedy that I saw on TikTok.
All right, too much.
I think it worked. It's a green smoothie that you put like a plum pulp in.
Okay.
And you get all this stuff at 7-Eleven. So you put it together at 7-Eleven.
And 7-Eleven blends it for you.
It's like a cutty bang for your colon.
It's a cutty bang for the over 40 crowd. It was delicious. And I did all the math. I'm like, that was only 90 calories. All right, 90 calories. It's all you.
It cost me all in 90 cents and 90 calories. Like, yeah, cheap.
It was great. You were really excited because you got a pack of smokes, a beer, and a sandwich for like $7.
Less than $7. It was like
very
probably about five.
Right now.
Yeah. Pack of smokes, fucking egg salad sandwich.
I just stopped doing the conversion at some point. I'm just like, just take my money. It's not that much. I know it's not that much. Just take it.
If it gets over like $3,000, I'm like, ooh, I should probably do math.
Yeah.
And Don Quixote isn't cheap, okay?
No.
It might be amazing, but it is not cheap.
If you want to get the tax relief on it, you got to, like, you know.
You have to have your passport.
Well,
yeah,
no,
and then you have to go.
They bag it all up.
They bag it for you, yeah.
And then you can't use it.
I was like, I need to use that curling iron.
I need it now.
I need it now.
Yeah. So did you soak in any hot water while you were there?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. So we ended up.
Yeah.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
The tail end, I built the itinerary of a much younger woman. Because we were running around. So we went to Kyoto for a couple of nights. So we stayed in Osaka for one night. And that was a big mistake. Osaka needs a couple of nights. Osaka was so awesome. The people were so nice and sweet and warm. Like, I fell in love.
It was
like
Tokyo, but like a little bit like homelier.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like,
I think homely means ugly, but...
Well, no, like, you know, like...
Homey, warmer, more cuddly.
Yeah, like, everybody was, like, a little bit more inviting and friendly.
Yeah, okay. We went to this great underground multi-bar complex.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good way to just explain it. It's called Mitara Kitera or something like that.
It was almost... Yeah, it was a story down, almost two.
No, just one. Yeah,
just
still.
One. Yeah.
But it had, like, 15 bars.
Yeah, and a couple, like a record shop.
More.
Couple.
And a record shop.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cute. Yeah, and everything, of course, is like super tiny, like the Golden Gate bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we went into this Rolling Stones bar. And of course, we were there super early because, you know, like we're kind of, the time was kind of fucked up in our heads, right?
Yeah.
So it's like 7 p.m. We're like, let's go party.
Yeah, nothing in Japan opens till about 5. But
yeah.
Again, nothing, like, there's nothing open at 9 a.m., 10. They don't have, they don't have 6 a.m. bars.
Look,
like,
at Shinjuku for sure, but like.
No, even in Osaka, there was. Like,
even, not in Osaka.
Even little cafes, like
cafe.
I couldn't get a
there's
coffee
no,
before 10.
Yeah, there's no cafe,
Jesus.
No coffee,
I think, like,
no
that's
restaurant,
like a
no
cafe culture versus like I'm sure they get their coffee at home and it's like ask Crocker Don. Japan doesn't sleep,
thing
man.
In the morning and then they get their coffee when they go out of town.
Right. Yeah, but
and
or
so,
at the office.
But that's not the coffee.
We went to I can't remember the name of the bar, but it was the one that's kind of directly across from the little record store down there. Again, super great. I got a record. We can play it later. It's got. I was looking at the album cover art and it's all in Japanese and I was like, I don't know, it looks cool though.
Yeah.
And then I had the guy play it for me and I was like, oh, it's Scott.
Yeah.
So we're going to play that a little later if we have time, and if not, it'll be another day.
I bought a Slade record.
Yeah, I'm like, Joe, we're in
Japan.
Japan.
But I was like, you know, I don't own that one, and it was, you know, it was cheaper than I think I can get it out here.
Let's baby this thing for another week in our luggage.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we went to this Rolling Stones bar, and it was sort of the theme, a loose theme, right?
It was a rock and roll, like,
yeah.
It kind of looked like this place, black walls.
The guy behind the bar, he's in a band called Up and Down, the Up and Down Trips. And I looked it up, and I couldn't find a way to play it. There's a couple of videos on YouTube, and I was, maybe we'll play one later, but they're really old. They're from like 15 yeah. years ago. Okay. But anyway, super, really awesome guy. But, you know, we go in there and he's like really serious, yeah. and we're like, oh, a little afraid of him, right? We don't want to piss him off. And
but we're looking rock and roll.
I got
my leather jacket on. I got the
And he's playing
hair.
Rolling Stones, and I'm looking around, and I'm like,
we know all the words.
And I was like, hey, I don't know what. I was like, do you like Johnny Thunders? Which, incidentally, Japan loves Johnny Thunders.
Yeah, 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 they do.
And I was like, do you like Johnny Thunders? And he like opens up his shirt to reveal another shirt. And it was it like a Johnny Thunder
yeah,
shirt?
Yeah,
or was it?
Yeah, like some bootleg Johnny Thunder.
Yeah, and then he like on his phone, he showed us his guitar, yeah, and he has like the Johnny Thunder
guitar.
He's
got like 259 like TV yellow double cut single, you know, like, you know, like it's just like, and then I look
and
behind
then we were in.
And then I look behind me, and what's sitting behind me is two guitar cases. I'm like, are those them? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I was like, all right, yeah. And then we talked music. And
yeah, and awesome. he played his band for us. And I guess what I'm trying to get at is like he was real serious and like kind of approachable. But then like pretty soon after, he was just really warm and it was really sweet. And then
You mentioned Johnny Thunder.
We mentioned
and
Johnny
the
Thunder.
Doors open.
And then we went to a couple of different bars.
I was in the bathroom, by the way.
We went to a couple of different bars, and then on the way out, like at the end of the night,
Joey Von Frankenstein is showing Lee Poe and myself.
Let me see. That was wrong. I went to the bathroom, and like this guy's got hand sketch drawings of JT, Sid Vicious, and then
hand sketch, you know, and nice. Then
like pencil on paper, and then Jim Morrison.
Very cool, interesting combo.
And there was a toilet.
Of course, there was. He's not a savage. Right. Anyway, so we went to a couple of different bars, and then at the very end of the night, again the same little area. We were so drunk. At the end of the night, we're leaving, and we walk by his bar. Again, the doors are closed, by the way. And as we're like stomping down the hallway, because I'm guessing my big old Mexican American feet over here, the vibrations must have indicated to him that we were leaving. Anyways, we're going down the hallway, and all of a sudden he pops out of his bar, and he was like, bye, and he's waving goodbye to us.
Didn't
and I'm like,
say
oh
it in
God.
Japanese, just said it in English. Like, I was like so bye, so later. I'm like, yeah, dude. Like,
so I was like, I love Osaka. Osaka forever, man. So we did that. And then, back to the soaking hot water.
Hot water.
The very last thing we did on our trip was go to Arima, which is this little onsen town about an hour away from Osaka, and you can just take a bus.
Just north of Kobe. Yeah.
Exactly. And we stayed at a ryokan there, and they had the mineral onsens.
Yeah, the water was a little brown and murky, but it felt
it's
okay.
Minerals, baby. Yeah, it's minerals. They sell that shit. It's not cheap.
Could have been so the rust out the pipe, but I don't care.
So good.
So negative. No, it was wonderful, and we had a really great time.
And they keep it hot enough to cook you. It's really good.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Oh, and also it was so buoyant. Like, it was so salty that, like, you could, like, easily, like, just... like crouch all the way down on your knees and just like, you know, do like a little shuffle walk and like not hurt your knees because it was so, I don't know how to explain that, but because I mean I was trying to hide my body from the other naked ladies. Which is so funny, of course, that the culture that, you know, can be a little bit on the conservative side, but when it comes to onsens, everything's
no
out
problem being naked,
and I'm like three times the size of like an average Japanese lady, so,
or like, lady from Korea, where
I'm like, I'm just trying to hide my pants, so my Catholic upbringing really came out hard. Like, I was like crawling on the floor of the onsen trying not to show my stuff.
Now the only picture in my head is your ass up in the onsen crawling around. How is that better?
I mean, it's only 3 feet deep. You know,
this place was so cool. So this is the private onsen of the. It's the private onsen of the ryokan, right? So there's different entrances for men and women, and then the onsens have like the actual water has like this divider where you can actually chat to the boys if you sit in a certain area, and they tell you don't stand up straight in that area because then you would see each other's bits.
I did it once.
Anyway, and so Joe and I are split up, right? And so I'm in the women's section, and it's very cool. Like, you go in, and there's the cubbies for you to put your clothes.
Yeah, you get
and then,
naked.
And then there's, like, you know, vanities for you, to yourself up. And then you walk through some more doors, and then there's showers, so you of course, clean yourself before you go into the mineral water. And then there's, like, from those showers, you step into, and it goes, like, the showers are, like, modern-looking tile.
Ramp, you know.
And then, like, this little tiny ramp that
becomes more and more nature looking. I know it's like decorative, but it's very cool. Like, you know, bamboo, like handrails and like stones and shit.
That's not handy.
And then like, and so the water again is like maybe a foot deep, but it keeps getting deeper and deeper the further you go. And you go through these like, you know, turns to get into the area where you sit.
By the time you get to that first turn, you're about like waist deep. Okay.
Exactly. Like, but in the first turn, I'm like, it's only a foot. And I'm naked. And there's ladies like sitting there because there's another sitting area for if you want to sit and above the water, which that area is away from the opposite sex area, right? Because whatever, right? I don't think I'm painting a very good picture. Long story short, I'm trying to hide my bits.
I can see it. I can see it.
And so as I'm trying to get it to the other area and there's more people, like the water's coming up more, but not enough for my comfort level. So I'm trying to like...
Oh, you're crouching.
I'm crouching. And also the little towel that they give you that you can sort of hide your bits with, it's not supposed to touch the water.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to work it so that the water is not touching the towel, but also kind of covering my bits.
Didn't our friend Sayuri tell a very similar story?
She did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
this,
there you go.
She did the same thing. She was like trying to keep the towel on her for as long as possible.
Not me. I walked right into that piece. There was
Joe was very proud of
it. There was like three guys from Korea, not even from Japan. They're like, what's up? I was like, what's up with y'all? Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, they spoke English. It was an interesting conversation.
I was shy. I couldn't talk to anyone. I closed my eyes because there was a big group of like six or eight women there that were all together. Yeah. So they were vacationing together, and so they were really, really chummy and chatting. And so I was like trying to be like, Catholic really kicked in.
They were staying in the room next to us.
Okay.
They were really loud.
Joe, he's like, I want to say something. I'm like, I do.
I'm going to walk through the wall over here really quick. You know, hey, Kool-Aid.
So I did get to soak. We soaked a couple of times. It was really, really fun.
Oh, lovely.
Also, but I mean, also at the time, very stressful with my body issues and my Catholic upbringing. But in retrospect, really fun.
No, they gave us all the robes and all the, you know, it was a nice experience.
No, the soaking in the hot water ritual that they have there, it's good. And honestly, it's better to soak in hot water naked. It's just better.
Naked. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll wear a suit to make other people comfortable, but it's honestly, it's better.
And take your makeup totally off. Better. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's
super not.
I took all mine off.
The first time I went in. it was an experience, and I'm going to try harder to enjoy it more next time because we're definitely doing that again. That was a lot of fun. And also going to a small town was so cool because, like, in Tokyo, everyone's going to work. Everyone's going to work, and you're in their way. So
you are hella in
their way. You're hella in their way, and they don't have time for your shit.
You're taking their lunch spot. They don't really want you there.
But when we went to this little town, that's a resort town, so which means everybody there was vacationing, so there was a lot of Japanese people vacationing, and so everybody was relaxed, having a good time.
We were like the only Westerners.
People thought it was funny. We walked into a 7-Eleven, and the guy did a double take in a pleasant way. He was like, oh. And I was like, oh, my God. Thank you. Like, I made my fucking life. When I'm 90 in my death, I'm like, this one time in Arima, Japan, I was in a 7-Eleven, and the guy thought I was cool.
I just totally brightened up somebody's day.
And then my little pants.
It was raining outside.
It was super rainy. Yeah.
I'm just getting cigarettes and a cup of coffee because, like, you know, that's just wrong.
And the number of times we chased down a trash can was hilarious. Oh, yeah. We're like, I'm just going to hold on to this. I'm like, I think there's one in 7-Eleven. Let's trek back there.
Yeah. We started spotting them behind the vending machines.
Well, but they're only for the cans. Like, I guess if you're drinking, you know.
I mean, if you try hard enough, you can fit it in there.
Yeah, but no, there's signs out. It's like, oh, it's only for the vending machine cans. It's only, don't throw your cigarette butts in here, don't you? You know, like, I did, but yeah.
They're coming for you, Joey. All right, we told our story. Tell us about the rest of your trip, Lipo.
So we stayed in Tokyo for another week and a half. I think we were there 19-20 days.
Wow, amazing.
You saw a good piece of it.
The day... Okay, so you guys left on like a Sunday.
Tuesday. Yeah, because Sunday was the last party day. Monday was
recovery day. Yes.
Hangover day.
Very important day. Right, so Tuesday... What did we do? We had fun.
Fun was on the agenda.
I'm trying to remember. Well, we met up with our new Japanese friends, yay! Ayako, and we ended up... Oh, God, what did we do? Where did we end up? Anyway, we ended up... Oh, I know what it was. We went to Poor Cow because one of the bands from the festival was playing, that band from France, Human Toys.
Yes.
Where she lights her theremin on fire.
Oh, I missed them.
Fancy.
Damn it. I know Gatsby got a lot of pictures of that.
Yeah. So they were playing like a kind of acoustic set at Poor Cow. So we went to that and chatted with them for a bit. And then George. Ayako, because she's like the fucking ambassador to Tokyo.
She's
she knows
so lovely. Oh,
everyone,
my God. I love
and
her
she
so
wants
much.
To take you everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So John was like, is there somewhere near here? Like, we could go have one last drink. And she's like...
Yeah, there is.
Yes, there is. But let me see if he's still open. So she runs down that four flights of stairs.
Wow.
Comes back, out of breath, and she's like, okay, he's open. And it was like just down the street, this little, another little tiny bar called, I think, Bar Julius or Jules, something like that. And this guy who ran it, she had known since like high school or something, of course. And he had all of this like... all these little TVs set up showing video, like music videos from the 80s, I want to say, from Japan. And then he had turntables back where he was and like cassette. Anyway, he was doing this DJ thing with like videos and records and CDs all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
John has some videos of it that I
think I saw some online. Yeah. That was really cool.
Anyway, so we ended the night there at like 3 with Ayako. She's like, I have to work tomorrow. We're like, why are you still here?
Ayako's
like,
the best.
I was like, you work? All right.
I know.
Ayako, if you're listening.
I thought you just, you know, made money being cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd give her money for being cool.
Me too.
Ayako, we're going to podcast this, and if you're listening, we'll send you a little care package to the Poor Cow, because I know that you put on the English Club.
Yeah.
That's Aya.
Oh, shoot. I'm so sorry. But she's in the poster, too. All right. So Aya, we'll do that. And Ayako. We'll send them both care packages because you're both so lovely.
Yes.
And but yes, we're so excited about that. All right.
Yeah.
So that was Julius.
Yeah. So that was super fun. And then we got pretty kind of feeling sick for a couple days after that. Just caught
the cold
that had been going around.
It was rainy over there. Huh?
And it was rainy.
Also, when you're in a metal tube for like 14 hours,
it's kind of unaffordable. But our... soaking experience was we didn't go to an onsen.
Well, you guys stayed at that sex hotel.
No, not we didn't.
You didn't get soaked there. I got it.
That hourly. I'm sorry.
Not what I was going to refer to. but I had to take work meetings one night, like really late into the night, and I was kind of annoyed, and a little. We were still kind of sick, and so I was like, "Fuck it." I'm booking a really fancy hotel for one night. That's like a proper one bedroom.
Yes.
So he can
sleep.
Oh, I saw
that. You saw pictures, yeah.
So I have like a proper desk where I can take my stupid meetings.
Had a living room and everything.
Had a living room. And, but the bathroom, the shower turned into a full-on steam room.
Whoa.
Like a real steam room.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had like a beautiful soaking tub in front of this gorgeous window on the 35th floor of this high-rise. So the morning we were checking out, because of course we were waking up at terrible hours, so we were up really early, and we made our own onsen. Like, steam room, soaking tub, steam room, soaking tub.
The bathroom game in Japan is fucking on point.
Even though that onsen we were at, like, the whole bath, the whole... like tub and shower thing was set up so you could take a bath but like clean yourself before you got into the tub.
Oh yeah, that's the whole, that's the whole thing. So it's like the shower's there, it's a shower room.
And then you have to have your own sand. You have to have different sandals to get into the bathroom.
Yeah, you get slippers.
From the ones
they give you two, even at the most economy hotel, they'll give you a set of slippers for you to walk around in the room, and then a secondary plastic set of slippers for you to walk around in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because you need
something different in the bathroom.
Our hotel room in Shinjuku was the tiniest hotel room, although I kind of loved it. I really liked that hotel. But anyways, it was the tiniest room, and yet we still had two sets of slippers. For the very small amount of, you know,
and on a funny
square
note,
feet that were there.
That place had the most efficient towel service and slipper service and like
every day. Joe clean kept,
I think Joe. If, I mean, okay. Like, so you tell him what the funniest part.
Like, yeah, no, they just hung the whole like bag of stuff on your thing, and it was like new robes, new towels, new washcloths, new slippers.
But he kept bringing them in, and I think that. Sorry to interrupt you, but I think if you hadn't brought them in, they wouldn't have kept bringing them because Joe kept bringing them into the room, which means they keep putting them on the hanger.
So every day we're there for like 6 days. I was like, man, I had the cleanest fucking. That Apa Hotel. Fuck yeah, 5 stars.
By the time we left, we had like 2 bags worth of clean linens or towels that we didn't get through.
I want my towel back. It's the one that says Apa Hotel. I want my fucking robe. It's the one that says Apa on it. Yes. Yeah. No.
It was like, stop bringing them in, Joe.
I felt like the most redneck person. Like when we were traveling around.
I always like, feel like a hayseed whenever I go traveling.
I got my own robe and my own slippers from different hotels. You know, like. I didn't even have the room in my luggage, but, you know, no, like, and then when we flew over, I kept all the stuff from our business class trip, so we could, when we flew
back, very first time.
Like, regular class, I had all the amenities.
Your eye mask and your blanket.
There's still, there's still free wine on international flights on economy class, so, you know.
Even if you're falling asleep and pour it all over yourself like I did.
You have to drink fast.
Wake me up for wine and fucking snacks, you know.
Yeah, you have to drink fast. It's essential.
Joe was like, I had my eye mask on and I was trying to drink a glass of wine. And I had taken a sleeping pill.
Oh, no.
It was only a matter of time. And Joe was like, you couldn't spill your wine in my car. Sorry.
Frustrated.
And then I did spill my wine.
I mean, you spilled it on your raincoat, which is a...
It's a raincoat. That's what it's for me to spill wine on.
Well, it's actually not for that, but it's useful for
but
that.
But then you spilled it all over your shoes.
Multi-use.
She's like, free wine. Like, give me a thing of the white.
When am I going to say free? No to free wine, you know? Yeah. Okay, so fancy hotel. What else happened after that? Did you guys take it easy? Just restaurants?
Yeah, we did one of the riverboat tours.
I wanted to do one of those. That's cool.
It was cool. It was like one of the traditional boats where... So these boats were used by
You had to paddle it yourself?
No.
Not that traditional.
These boats were traditionally used by, like, you know, well-to-do people. They would host parties on them and stuff. So, and someone was on the boat playing this traditional guitar.
Did you have a problem with seagulls and, like, bird life? Because we took a boat tour, too, and it was fucking, like,
it was
Jurassic Park.
Really?
Well, you finish your story first, and then we'll tell you our boat story.
Oh, no. I mean, that was basically it. It was definitely worth doing. The captain of the boat really liked John's Circle Jerks t-shirt. Nice. As we were boarding, he was like, yo, oh. He was pointing at John. He was like, hey.
You're cool.
Free t-shirt.
Very
like,
cool.
Oh, yeah, this whole thing.
This is 86.
Yeah, we took a tour when we were in Kyoto to go on into one of the neighboring villages, which was really fucking cool. It was really, really great.
Yeah,
however, we ended up on a boat, on a ferry, and they were like, oh yeah, you can feed the seagulls. So when we park the bus, there's a little convenience store. You'll go through there, and then you pay money to get food to feed the seagulls. And I'm like,
a little seagull
I'm like, are you fucking
kidding
me?
They'll eat anything.
From the get-go, I'm like, that's a really bad idea.
Yeah. Terrible
I'm
idea.
Like, why would you do that?
We took this tour around the fishing bay, and like these birds just swarm across.
Because they know now when they see a boat.
And a half, it was nothing, and then there was a couple of big eagles like picking up. A
couple of eagles, and I was like, "Watch your eyeballs!" I mean, like, there's so many birds, and people were like trying to pet them and shit, and they did. And I was like, "This is crazy."
Came out covered in like bird shit.
Oh my god, I feel like Alfred Hitchcock right now. I'm like, "Are you guys crazy? Like, what are you doing?"
I'm sitting inside by the
captain. Why are you being friendly to the birds?
The birds are like the boats were like covered in seagull poop.
Of course.
But I'm like, why? And so I have a video. It's so intense.
That doesn't make sense.
It's that was one thing that happened.
Do you think they just troll tourists?
Oh, totally.
Maybe. Well, maybe it's because to give another experience because it's a very sleepy town. Like, and there's literally, like, there weren't even any real shops. Like, they're like, we park here. Here's one convenience store, and also if you walk 7 minutes this way, you'll get to a cafe, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. But the whole point was it's a UNESCO site, like this really old fisherman village. It's so beautiful, but it's residential, right? Yeah. So there's and that's the whole point. So they're trying to give They're trying to give like additional experiences for you to like engage with, right? But so they're like, here's a boat, feed the birds.
I'm like, get attacked by seagulls.
Yeah, we paid like $3 for some broth down by the river by this lady that was selling
delicious, by the way.
Yeah, but it is also possible that the fishermen want the seagulls to go after the tourist boats and not the fishing boats.
Oh, but, you know, they have everything set up for, like, you know, like clams and, you know, like oysters and stuff, like little thing. You know, it was a whole, like, fishing, like, little cove. If you look far enough out, you can almost see China because it was on the north coast. Or Vietnam, I don't know, whatever sits right, you know, like...
We'll figure it out.
We're going to track down a map and we're going to figure it out.
You're on Sea of Japan, the northern, not Pacific.
This place was right on the northern part. Like,
that's where we were up north. Yeah, we weren't.
Were you on the Sea of Japan?
Yeah. Let me look it up.
We were on the water was still like 70-something degrees out there.
Climate change is amazing.
I was like, man, John, you could have went swimming out here.
Wow.
Like, you don't have to go all, you
it's
know.
It's almost
like,
too hot.
But no, it was warm. I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go. I was like, holy shit, it's like Hawaii over here. I almost forgot I was on an island.
Yeah, and Hawaii is like the Caribbean, and the Mediterranean is like Mars.
We were at Wakasa Bay. Here, let me show you the map. On the Sea of Japan.
Yeah, and then they have this huge...
So Joe was right.
They have this huge sandbar that's all covered in pine trees. And when you look at it up above, it looks like a dragon.
You were off the coast of South Korea.
There we go.
Yeah, so that was, like, I was like, oh, yeah, South Korea, something. It's right
around
there.
A little bit of China right around there.
A bit of North Korea.
It's kind of looking like...
You're like, no.
Well, kind of looking like Canada from Ohio.
And China far away.
Oh yeah, we if you saw something, it would have been South Korea, because of the distance.
Yeah, so the South China Sea is the most fecund and productive seafood source on the globe.
That's a new word for me. Fecund?
Fecund.
That's
like
nice.
There are more species of fish we like to eat that swim in the South China Sea than any other part of the
world. We ate a lot of fish, and it was all fucking delicious. It was amazing. Oh, yeah, the food. What was your favorite meal, Lipo? Like sandwiches from 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Maldoror has rhapsodized about the sandwiches from 7-Eleven.
My favorite meal. I don't know, that's hard. I mean, okay. This is more geared towards tourists, but I love the concept, the Gyozan champagne bar.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little jealous of that.
I was like, my God. They should have named it Gyoza Champagne, Hallihooch.
I mean, it's just a brilliant, like, well, they had, like, charcuterie. No one was buying the charcuterie plates. It was just a brilliant idea for a small bar where you just do like this one thing, house-made gyoza, you steam them up, you like, you know, cook them up, made to order, and then real champagne.
I feel like we should do a gyoza champagne and champagne party.
Fuck yes. Yeah.
Or we could save our pennies and go back to Japan. We can take you there directly, Island Girl. They're great.
And they had also do that.
And they had a gyoza that was covered in cheese sauce.
What?
You had me at cheese sauce. Let's go.
Yeah.
Joe brought a bunch of snacks in honor of all of the different snacks that you get at Japanese bars, because they all have, like, well, not all of them, but a lot of them, especially in the tourist areas where we were at, have cover charges. Mm-hmm. And that cover charge, they'll to make it kind of, like, worth your while, they'll provide you, like, a snack. And the snacks vary from a little bit of, like, potato chips to, like, we got fried chicken at one place. I'm like, that's fucking delicious, man.
They had, like, the fish, the cheese.
Yeah,
like,
it was delicious.
Bar,
oh, yeah.
And, like, the other one had, yeah, it was just, like...
Oh, my God, the jazz bar was amazing.
So we found, after you guys left and we were in a different neighborhood, we found this gorgeous jazz bar. And I was like, I want this to be my future. And that I want to be this beautiful, elegant woman in her I don't know, like late 60s, early 70s, who owned this bar in this, and it was beautifully constructed, like the way she had the cases, the bookcases for the records, and she asked us what we wanted to hear, and we requested like Mingus and Monk, and she went, found the records.
I got a whole John Coltrane section over here for you, John.
Yeah. And it was just this elegant... Anyway, I was just like, this is my...
This is what I want to do with my future.
This is what I want to do with my future.
I also felt leaving... I also left feeling like I wanted to, like, also open up a very tiny bar where there's only a seat for, like, five, six people.
Yeah.
And then you just get to play whatever you want and or interact with people. And the bar culture in Japan was so ridiculously good.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, can we just make this happen in San Francisco? It's we can get a big warehouse and make, like, 10 little bars under one liquor license.
Yeah. You didn't have to tip them. It was, you know. But if you bought them a drink, they'd have to drink it with you. That's kind of like, I don't know if you do that. Like, if you buy the bartender, he's got to take it with you right then and there.
What?
There's no loss of, you know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Is that a rule? What?
No, but it's customary. If you buy the bartender a drink out there, they have to drink one with you.
Okay. That's sweet.
Or they'll drink it with you, right?
Yeah. All right. Oh, I was going to say, we had one confusing bar experience where we were just wandering around looking for something. And I saw a sign on the side of the building, because a lot of these places are on the fourth floor in the basement or whatever. Right. I had to get used
to in the basement.
Checking the address and being like, what floor is it on? Yeah. So I was like, let's just try this place randomly. I didn't look it up. And we get off the elevator, and it's super fucking dark. Like, really, really dark. Just candles. We start walking in, and it's one of these tiny bars, and there are a couple guys sitting at the bar, and the bartender comes dashing around the bar and is like, we're all booked up.
Oh.
No. And it was just, it was a certain vibe, and we were like, what's going on here?
Tell me your secrets.
I want to know right now.
Booked up with what?
Until I know.
With what? What's coming next?
Me an Asahi right now.
And we were shuttled out, and he thanked us, and he was like, I'm so sorry.
Can I get one to go? Chicken wing.
Oh, so you never found out?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's a mystery. No idea. I tried looking it up. There's nothing on it.
How do you possibly book?
I mean,
I don't know. It didn't say anything about like members only or whatever. Nothing like that.
Amazing. Maybe you have to go by at 4 in the afternoon and say, "Hey, I'd like to come tonight."
Yeah, maybe. We didn't try again.
Like, okay. It's pretty good.
This guy's got tattoos. Let us
see. Well, we are at 5:23, so we got a little bit over half an hour left, and we haven't gone to the punk rock yet.
Let's hear some punk rock.
Let's get into the punk rock. We're definitely playing some Thunder Rose. We're definitely playing some Angel Face. Those are some of the bands that we hung out with and are very, very awesome. But let's start off with some more digital shit. We'll play those on vinyl. Up next, we've got Jet Boy. Oh, I can talk a little bit about the bands. We played the Woggles, we played the Kaisers, the Great Mongoose, the Fadeaways was the last song, which they're so rocking. It was so good. I thought it was a good segue. But next, up next, we've got Jet Boys, and they were so good at the show.
Yeah.
They were covered in blood and leopard print jumpsuits.
Yes.
And it was wild, and I took so many videos, and like, they weren't even good videos, because I was like, I wasn't like, I'm not a good cinematographer. Or, you know, like, where I'm like, I didn't frame them right, but I'm like, I gotta record this. Here's some Jet Boys. It's really good, and I hope you have a good time. Cheap Hooch.
Let's We'll be right back. think of we do what I want to do. You're gonna shout.
Wow.
Oh, such Japanese punk rock. That was so good.
Yeah, so...
so good.
I'm trying to keep it tight now. We've only got 15 minutes, and but we're having so much fun chatting it up, and it was so fun. And while the things that you missed while you the listener, were listening to the punk rock was... Should I, I'm going to tell very quickly the story, because it was kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
So we're walking around Shinjuku, which is Kabukicho? I don't know the difference. I will learn the difference. I'm sorry. But it is the red light district, part of it, I guess. And as we were walking around there, and it was Joey von Frankenstein, Gatsby, and myself, because Lipa was, you were doing some work stuff. Mm-hmm. And Joe was like, there's a sex shop around the corner. Because you got really familiar with the area. Like, I guess I was passed out a lot.
Like 3-4 blocks. So you just, you know, I always make a left, and then this time I always make right. And I was like, oh,
you found the pet shop. You found the sex shop.
You found all the shops.
And he was like, they've got a gacha. Is that what it's called? A gacha?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like,
and that's where you, like, it's a the coin operated.
It's a mystery, you know.
A mystery toy that you get, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all over the
mystery
place.
Mystery sex toy.
But yeah, because it's a sex shop, it's a mystery sex toy. And I was like, maybe it. And my childish little brain was like, oh, it's going to be the size of whatever is in those eggshells, right? And I was like, maybe it's a tiny vibrator.
I was like, oh, it's going to be a French tickler. It's going to be really, it comes with a number.
Yeah, so it comes out. Joe's really excited. He opens it up, and it's just a number. And I'm like, oh, I see. So we have to walk into the tiny, tiny, tiny sex shop that already has a couple of patrons in there that you have to be like, oh, sumimasen. And
excuse me. I'm just here to pick up my fucking winnings.
I walk towards the very back of the shop, which isn't that far. It's a small shop. And there's a guy in a booth, and he, very
sure
like...
Sure half his business is like claiming those up.
I would hope so. That was like $4, right? Anyways, yeah. So he takes my number. He's like, he doesn't even look at me. He's very bored, and he takes my number, and he sees it, which I'm sure corresponds to a certain price point. And so he grabs the thing, and he hands it to me, and I'm like, thank you. And I get out of there. And again, it's difficult because I'm like, oh, well, and I'm trying to leave, and there's
what
two
the
pathways.
What was the craziest thing you saw in there?
I didn't look at the things. I looked at the people because I was like, oh, I'm trying to leave, and there were two pathways, and they were both like blocked by people, and I was like, all right, so who am I going to bother?
Not even concerned.
I went with gentleman A rather than gentleman B, and so I'm like,
Susan. This guy's trying to get off, and I'm just trying to get out.
Anyway,
Joe
so,
gave me a fucking winning number.
Yeah, so I look at what's in my hands once I get out, and it looks it's a bodysuit, right? But it's like nylon type, right? So it's in the same packaging that you would
keep
get like your tights,
loves this.
Your nylons, right? and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, and it's like a full body one, but of course it's like, you know, very 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 sexy and revealing. Of course, size zero. As I'm looking at it, I'm like, size extra small, max medium, and I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not even gonna try. I'm not even gonna dream. And I was like, no. And oh my god, I just realized it's kind of getting inappropriate. And so I'm like, here you go, Gatsby. And he was like, yeah, okay, cool. Because, you know, Lipo, I think you're an extra small. And so, not in Japan, maybe.
No, maybe. Definitely not in Japan. No.
Tall medium.
But then he was like, yeah, cool, we'll check it out. But then he proceeds to open it up on the street and take the packaging out, and he's throwing it away in a garbage can. And I was like, why are you doing that? That's only going to make it creepier for Lipo. What are you going to tell her that you found it on the street? He's like, whoa, Joe got you this. Like, what?
Because I met
really
you guys later.
Joe wanted out of vending machine, and then
I met
you
guys
later
for ramen, and it was just this balled up piece of, like, you know, fishnet body.
So, baby, I got you thing.
Got yeah. you something.
Well, I tried it on.
Yeah. And it fit all right?
Yeah, I tried it on. It kind of fit. We had a photo shoot.
Oh my god!
privately, and then I was like, "I'm not bringing this back home with me." Right?
Oh, you left it in Japan.
And he was like, "Actually, they're pretty cute tights." And we just like cut the tights out.
Right,
I don't know.
There you go. That's funny because I thought that's how he was going to talk you into keeping the whole thing. Like, yeah, you could put that under a dress. It's totally cool.
Yeah, no, there's no crotch to it.
So. Panties are for, I guess. Yeah. Oh my goodness! Well, thank you so much, because we wondered what what happened with that? Yeah. That was fun. That was cool. Speaking of fun, let's talk a little bit about...
500 yen I've ever spent.
Speaking of fun, we can talk a little bit about the music that we just listened to. We've got 10 minutes please. Left. Oh my God, 10 minutes. No.
Talk about it.
We listened to Jet Boys. We talked about that a little bit. We listened to Mad 3 doing Ramones. So that was the band where the lead singer was dressed like the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he was
nice.
Really cool. After that,
50-50s.
Yeah. 50-50s doing Shake. Dynamite Platoon doing Nihon Shu One More Sake. Fire ending with from Run Thunder Tomahawk. And then we listened to a few songs from Thunder Roads. We love them
our
so
buddies.
Much. Yay! If you're listening, thank you so much for everything.
Thunder Roads. Oh, Thunder Roads.
We listened to Last Day, Brave Soul, and Dead Motion. And then after that, we listened to Angel Face, too, and I Can't Go Back. All right. Well, we got 10 minutes to go. Next show is getting ready to go on.
The balcony is in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to play a couple more songs from the Lady Block at Halloween Ball. It was so great. But